Sika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 olwesine ekuseni mhla ka 19 kumpalakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inhlanganiso elela amalungelo abathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association ithi ukusilela kwempopho kobulawayo kulakho ukusabalala ngelizwe, uhulumende engekela ukulungisa lolu daba ngokuphangisa.
Kwezinye izitolo vele ayisatholakali kwanhlobo, kube sekusithi kwezinye izitolo iyatholakala lapha nalaphana kwezinye izinsuku, kodwa lapho kumele kube lo mzila omude ilayinelwe ngovidio ekuseni njengalokhu esikubona kusenzeka emabhenki nxa kudingwa imali.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika ye-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ekukhululweni kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe ezihlala kwele South Africa esitokisini phambi kwelanga lekhisimusi.
Ufana nokuthi njengezolo sikhuphinani elikhulu labanye akade bengamashumi amahlanu nanhlanu, kwathi namhlanje kwaphuma futhi cishe amakhulu amane akade bephuma ngoba umkhandlo wezangaphakathi wehlulekile ukuthi kubaphindisele enkantolo ngemva kwenyanga.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association INACORA ithi ukusilela kwempopho kobulawayo kulakho ukusabalala ngelizwe, uhulumende engekela ukulungisa lolu daba ngokuphangisa. Impopho iqale ukusilela izitolo kobulawayo kuliviki ngemva kokuba uhulumende etshele abayithengisayo ukuthi behlise intengo. Uhulumende uthembise ukuhlawula abagaya umumbo ingxenye yendleko zabo ukuze intengo yempopho ibe phansi. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxa lesiphathamandla seNACORA umnumzana Efidlela Ncube ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Impupho kayisatholakali, selokho yasuswa ngale lapho kade sikhona ku-$100 kumbe kusiya phezulu, iyalethwa ku-$50. Iyasilela, ivele sitholakala nzima, sungaya laphana lalaphana uyithole ngemva kweviki. Esikubonayo ukuthi kwezinye izitolo vele kayisatholakali kwanhlobo, kube sekusithi kwezinye izitolo iyatholakala lapha nalaphana kwezinye izinsuku, kodwa lakho kumele kube lo mzila omude ilayinelwe ngovidio ekuseni njengalokhu esikubona kusenzeka emabhenki nxa kudingwa imali.
Nxa likhulumisana labezitolo njengenhlanganiso emela abathengi, bathi uhlupho lungaphi kahle kahle?
Abezitolo bathi bona into engekhoyo ngamabele agayiswayo yilaba abezigayo. Yingakho-ke lanxa befisa ukuthi bathenge kube khona impupho ezitolo kodwa kayitholakali. Nxa sikhuluma labezigayo, abezigayo bathi hayi, amabele kasiwathole GMB, ngakho-ke akulanto esingayigayisa. Ngakho-ke laba ama-supermarket abezitolo bathi impupho bayilindile kulaba abagayisayo bathi balinde amabele ku-GMB. Nxa ubuza be-GMB bathi amabele siyawapha laba abagayisayo, asikwazi ukuthi bayisa ngathi.
Lungaba ludaba lwakobulawayo kuphela lolu yini, kumbe sizabona lusabalala ngelizwe kusiba lokusilela kwempupho elizweni lonke jikelele?
Okwamanje nxa sichathanisa lelizwe lonke kwande kakhulu kobulawayo, kodwa kukhangelela ukuthi kugcine kugcwala yonke indawo nxa ngabe uhulumente engathathanga izinqumo ezizakwenza ukuthi impuphu ibe khona. Kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe kubangwa ukuthi abezitolo abasuthisekanga ngemali abayithiwa nguhulumende, mhlawumbe uyakhuluma kuphela akayibhadali leyo mali ekuthiwa yi-subsidy, ukuthi mhlawumbe ubasuse ku-100 wabaletha ku-$50 ebaletha nje ngomlomo kodwa engakhiphanga imali yokugcwalisela kulokho ababe kulezindleko kibo laba abagayisayo lalaba bezitolo. Ngakho kungenzeka kuyimbangela lokho. Nxa kuyilokho-ke kuyabe kufuthi kuzagcwalilizwe lonke masinyane kugcine kungatholakalanga. Kumele uhulumende athembeke ayibhadale leyo mali njengalokhu wathembisa ukuze impuphu itholakale ezitolo zonke.
Lo mnumzana efidlela Ncube isikhulumeli senhlanganiso emela abathengisayo eNational Consumer Rights Association obekhuluma icingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu umsakazo weStudio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakato lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edubukile kumbe egqibelekile kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhungani lidamu elikhulu elifikisa phose amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Le damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhulu lokwakuyisiwale.
Sinaphine damu elisethezi.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zikahulumende. Tiyani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika ye-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ekukhululweni kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe ezihlala kwele South Africa isitokisini phambilini kwelanga leKhisimusi kulamakhulu lamakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemajele eSouth Africa ngenxa ngenxa yamacala achiyeneyo ezowethweswayo agoqelwa ukungabi lamaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni ubugebengu ukutshaya umkabo lamanye. UChris Kandio Studio 7 uxoxela umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum umnumzana Vusimuzi Sibanda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Engingakusho ukuthi ukuboshwa kuyaqhubeka ngendlela emangaza kakhulu. Abantu abaningi nobaboshiwe lapha e-Central eJohannesburg obekule nani elikhulu kakhulu labantu akade beboshiwe. Sesanelisile ukwehlisa lawo manani ngoba abantu sibakhuphile ukuze bathole amalungelo kumbe igunya lokuthi bayo-aplayela ubuphepheli ukuze mhlawumbe bathole ukuhlala. Okufana nokuthi njengezolo sikhuphe inani elikhulu labanye akade bengamashumi amahlanu nanhlanu. Kwathi namhlanje kwaphuma futhi cishe amakhulu amane akade bephuma ngoba umkhandlo wezangaphakathi wehlulekile ukuthi kubaphindisele enkantolo ngemva kwamalanga ngemva kwenyanga ngoba umthetho uvumela umkhandlo wangaphakathi ukuthi malabo abantu begciniwe ngesikhathi ngesikhathi bagcinwe okwenyanga. Ma inyanga ingadlula baphinde baphindele nabenkantolo bayofaka isicelo sokuthi bagcinwe okwenye inyanga. Ngokunjalo lokhu bekufanele bakwenze mhla ka 13 no 14 no 15 okuyokusho ukuthi bekuzoba yimpelaviki basebehlulekake. Ngakho sasesiyakhulumisana nabo ukuthi ngapha bakhuphe labantu ngoba mabengabakhuphanga sophinde sibathathe sibasenkantolo ephakeme ngesicelo esiphuthumayo. Ngokunjalo ke baye bakhupha abanye-ke namhlanje. Bese sicabanga ukuthi ngempela e-Central lapho kuba yi-police station kubanjwa khona abantu abaningi namhlanje bezokuzela abantu abangaphansi kwamanani angamakhulu amathathu kodwa siye sezwa ukuthi hayi kuphinde kwafika abanye abangamakhulu amane nasithupha namhlanje okusho ukuthi leliya nani liphinde lakhuphuka ngoba isifiso zethu bekuyukuthi ukuthi kusiyafika isikhathi seKhisimusi bonke nje abantu abaningi abasema-police station sibe sesibakhuphile ukuze badlalele uKhisimusi bengaphandle.
Manje bona labo bonke iningi labo betheswa amacala ani?
Kuba sezweni laseSouth Africa ngokungekho emthethweni. Bakhona bona abambalwa uthole ukuthi basuke amacala asuke bengene ngawo iningi labo. Uthole ukuthi ngamacala okuhlukumezana, ukuhlukumezana kwasezindlini, lokho esibiza nge-domestic violence. Abantu bakithi iningi labo uyathola ukuthi abesilisa ngoba abesilisa. Nalabo abangabona abesilisa uthole ukuthi basuke ukuqala nje okusuke kumenze azaboshwe lo muntu. Bebevulela amacala ukuthi cha bayahlukumezana ngekhaya ungathola ukuthi ngubaba nomama kumbe uthola ukuthi yizihlobo. Maye sefike lapho emaphoyiseni abesevutha nento ebeziyilalele ezokuthi abesegcine efunwa-ke ini amaphepha. Umuntu uthola ukuthi uyabuya sezosula leli cala elokuthi bebenokungazwisisani kumbe bengaphathananga kahle kodwa bese kuvela ukuthi amaphepha akanamaphepha lo muntu abesegcine eseboshelwa amaphepha.
Lo mnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Yesikhangele indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezikumaphephandaba lemsakazo yeCNEO. Iphephandaba leThe Chronicle lithi usomabhizimusi wecholocho njalo engumalayitsha ehlala eSouth Africa umnumzana Bheki Ndlovu udutshulwe lapho ethela amafutha epetrolo emoteni yakhe esigabeni egarajini leHillbrow eJohannesburg ngomgqibelo. Umteni wakhe ugcizelele lolu daba kodwa wathi awukabi lolwazi lonke ngokwenzakeleyo. Iningi lilobe enkundleni zebulenjini litshengisa ukudana ngokutshona kukamnumzana Ndlovu obikwa ube lamabhasi, imota zohlobo lwama-Mercedes Benz printers kanye lezitolo lezigayo. Iphephandaba leli Herald lithi unkosikazi likamsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary yena osesehlukana lomyeni wakhe ubhadalelwa indleko zakhe zemthethwandaba ngamalunga e-G40 aseSouth Africa. Wona okuyiwo amtshela ukuthi aqambele amanga umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomyeni wakhe kodwa amagqwetha akhe ayakuphika lokhu. Unkosikazi Chiwenga uvalelwe esitokisini esetheswa icala lenkohlakalo lokuzama ukubulala umkakhe njalo ukhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga. Amagqwetha akhe azama ukumkhupha ngesibambiso sebail njalo athi uyagula okokuthi kasoze enelise ukuthonisiswa phambi komthethwandaba. Okwamanje ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumela wona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani mahlabezulu, sanibonani basakazi bethu esimthanda kakhulu. Nasemakhaya siyabingelela. Kodwa uthini ngihlale endabeni, iye lisibuzele ubaba uThabo Mbeki ukuthi kazi yini engaka oyithapha eZimbabwe? Kazi yini engaka wayengakhi lindela wayenza yonke leyo nto zolo lokho bekunguye ade siyaropa uTshwangirai emsayinisa ini leyo ama terms and conditions akhona uyafuda asihlukumeza wehluleka ukuxaza le ndaba kaMgabe noTshwangirai. Namhlanje futhi uThabo Mbeki asena le president unango futhi weZimbabwe kumnana akwa nalo umfana lo Tshamiza kadele ngayo uThabo Mbeki uChamisa uright ma ifizani yawina 100% ayilungisa izinto angithi fine mawa bungubaba emzini wakho lungiza umfazi uzwa ngawo akalungisa into ayizana ayilungisa.
Sikhangela uChiwenga into imali ama million bawathatha ngayo yethi bona bavalela abantu ukuthi beswele besebenzisa ibond bona besebenzisa ama use and bewadlalisa angikwazi ukuthi ngabantu abanjani la.
Hayi igama mina Emmanuel is South Africa Deep Sloot. Into mina engiyibonayo uThabo Mbeki manje ngabe efisa ukuthi alungisele lo hlupho olukhona eZimbabwe kungaba kuhle kakhulu nathi singakuthakazelela ukuze siphume enkingeni ezisibhekane nazo la eSouth Africa. Ngoba lapho esihamba khona asibonakali njengabantu, sibizwa njengabantu abanga-useless vele abangalangqondo noma singaphi sihambe ematekisini siyemsebenzini asibhekeki njengabantu abaright. Sibizwa ngamakwerekwere abantu bokuza abantu ababeya le mthwalo siyahlupheka kungenxa yabo laba bantu abasephalamende abasenzela into esizifunayo njalo kabalaleli amalungelo ethu njalo kabahloniphi amalungelo abantu. Ma bangahloniphi amalungelo abantu bazabona izinto zihamba kahle njalo nathi siza kuthakazelela ukuthi ilizwe lathi liphumelele lathi sikwazi ukusebenza ekhaya nathi ukusebenza kwamanye amazwe kunje nje manje abanye bahlele egoli abasebenzi bathwele nzima. Nalo mlayezo ngifisa ukuthi ufike nakibo khona ngalo ukuthi kabatshintshe ukwenza ma bakwanise bephume beyekele benika abanye o benika abasha abama-80s 90s sibone ukuthi bona bazoyenzani. Yabona
ngikhuluma ngoDube ngilapha ngaseSaboroni kwele Botswana. Eyi mina balandela bahle no. Kathesi kubuya imfuzo yokuthiwa kumele siye ekhaya. Ama passport ethu khonapho sasala siwa-applyile. Wona ama passport ethu akaphumi, kumele siyethupha manje ngezosokhuluma ichaza zezimali. Khonapho ukuthi sizenza njani, lokuthi sizodlula njani emabhoda. Ama-permit aka-expire wona. So ama passport yiwasenjani aseexpire, so asakwazi nto nala sizowathola kumbe sokwenza njani. Khabe sicela uncedo lisincedise kakhulu balandela abahle bakastudio 7.
Isenhliziyweni yami isifiso sokuthi angifana afuthe kunje ayibana eZimbabwe yalungu. Angibana uThabo Mbeki ufika eZimbabwe lo moya omuhle okuzwana ezokhuluma ngabantu ababili ebahlanganisa ngeqiniso. Isifiso ukuthi angibana laba balisi basondela bebe lo membeza befundisi abantwana. Uhulumende angakaphatha laba balisi. Uhulumende mangabhadale amadokotela avume iphutha lakalenza kuqala ma abantu bezimbango babebulawa yena sithi ababulawa bangakhuluma ngalento kukhanento uzakuthola inhlonipho.
Mina nguWilliam Mlilo wasenkaya. Ngokuhlala kwamanje la ngomsebenzi ngilapha eJohannesburg eGoli kule South Africa. Ngicela ukuphawula ngokufika kukamnumzane uThabo Mbeki elizweni laseZimbabwe. Angiboni mntu imizamo yakhe izophumelela. Noma izophumelela, izophumelela in favor of iZANU. Ngoba vele abantu laba yibo ama-elections abelokhu enzakala 2008 uma singakhumbula. Bebekhona oMbeki yena wavela wavumba kudala nje ukuthi isimo si-right. So yini ayilanda tuzoyilungisa ngoba vele yena kuyinto i-right. Ikuzama nje ukuncindezela lo mfana uChamisa ukuthi bamsondeze kuZANU. IZANU imginye kufana nje lokuthi nokwenziwa nguMnumzane uTsvangirai. Wangena, yes of course, into zabakhona emashopu le mali kwaba into endlengalezi kwabangcinywane. But angiyiboni into yabakhona nje ukuthi ebambekayo ukuthi wayenzela abantu. Kwaba ukuthi nguye nje wayesehlala endlini ezidurayo esehola imali esozidanane nondodana nomkakhe, kwaphela kanjalo. Ama-reforms awebekhala ngawo awaphelanga. Aba west manje, abawela manje nje. Sijikeleza wane njawo nje asiyiphambili. And uChamisa uma engavuma layo ukuthi kwenziwe uhulumende wobumbano lezana, naye uzoyenza into enziwa kuTsvangirai. Bazomnikeza ubunandi nje, bamnikeza izindlu leyimali ukuthi nje lo isikhundanyana nje. Ama-reforms awanakhohlwe ngawo. After 5 years bamlahlekelwa kuma-elections, babuye futhi barobe bawine kuqhutshwe kunjalo. So angiluboni nje uncedo lokambeki kuyafika lapha. Ngoba vele yinto nje efana le-African Union, the SADC. Yinto nje eyi-one, noma nje kunesimo esingekho kahle elizweni, bona bagijima bavume kuphela.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli be-Studio 7. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu. Eliwathumela kuWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Ngithande njalo ukwamukela labo abasilandelayo kukhasi lethu le-Facebook uVOA Ndebele lapho esi-live streamer khona. Siyayimukela uNorman Ngwenya, yena uthi ubulewe ngumuntu abaziyo. Ngithemba ukhuluma ke ngomufi lo obulewe eSouth Africa. Kodwa ke sibonile lapha iphephandaba le-The Chronicle ebesibala kulo ukuthi umndeni wakhe uthi awukabi leqiniso lokuthi ngobani abambuleleyo, ngakho kusadingisiswa, akukabi lesiqiniseko sokuthi ngempela ngubani. Siyakwamukela layo kokuthula Seba Ngwenya, lo Jason Maphosa, lo Mandla Joshua Yoram, lo Norman Ngwenya. Lo Nkululeko enothi livuka njani mthwakazi omuhle, ngithi holiday enhle, liziphathe kuhle, ungezwa sunathe kakhulu, uhambe uyelala, litshayele kuhle ezindleleni. Sibuye sidibana ngo-2020 singabaphilileyo. Yebo ke Nkululeko, le ngoma esizayiqhumisela yona ekugcineni kwalo uhlelo ikhuluma ngokutshayela kuhle lapho emgwaqweni. Umpande yamadoda amathema uthi salibonani mina ngibona ukuthi indaba kaMbeki izasebenza. Kuthi ke uNoel Hlengani Ndlovu laye uyasivukisa lapha uthi angiboni inkinga enziwe ngubaba Mbeki ithunyelwe iSadak ukuthi nje azizele ngokuthanda kwakhe. Simukele njalo uLevius Ncube, siyabonga liqhubekele sixhasa lithiye indlebe emsakazweni weStudio 7 lamhlanje ekuseni. Sikhangeleke ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usezathonisiswa phambi kwedale leSenate kulandela ukuvota kwedale leHouse of Representatives elikhokhelwa libandla lamaDemocrats izolontambama ngohlelo lwe-impeachment. Lenze lokho ngoba lisithi umongameli Donald Trump kaphathi kuhle amandla akhe embusweni njalo uyavimba ukuthi kuhlolisiswe indlela asebenza ngayo. Lokho kusho ukuthi umongameli Trump webandla lama-Republicans usezamiswa phambi kwedale le-Senate lapho amalunga amaningi angawebandla lakhe njalo ingcweti eziningi zithi angwabuyisela emuva isinqumo sama-Democrats. Kweziphathelane leMelika, umnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni le-Indianapolis usichathisela ngokwenza amazwe athuthukileyo njengeleMelika aphumelele kwezomnotho. Lapho ke siqhathanisa leZimbabwe.
Kufanele kube lokuthembeka kulabo abayibo abaphethe intambo ngoba sesikhale lamazwe la kade nampana oRwanda lakhe sebephakeme. Sibona labo ethongolokhuzeni la Malaysia kudala kwakuyama-desert 20-30 years ago. Kodwa kathe songamadolobha amakhulu. So ngisho nje ukuthi into iba sekuthembekele ukuthi nxa kulabahola abathembekileyo ilizwe lingathuthuka. Ngoba la yena lo umongameli uMnangagwa uthe engena lanxa engene ngo ngadlakela. Kodwa abantu bebefuna ukumsupporta, bebefuna la mazwe wonke bebefuna ukuthi ancedise. Engathi bekule goodwill learning. Kodwa waphinda wayilahla waza ngakaze ngokungalaleli abantu. So kathe abantu sesiwese bani kusese lomgaka. Okuyikho futhi esizisola ngakho ukuthi kathi sasisola umgaka kodwa nangomunye futhi sephinde wanza baba wese. So ngisho nje ukuthi konke kusekulalele nabantu nokuthembeka ngemnotho welizwe.
Sesibuyela njalo kweleMelika, ungathi ilizwe leli linjani ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe lawo elithengiselana lawo lalawo elakhelane labo. Sibonile ukuthi kuke kwaba lokunye kungani kungazwisisani leChina kodwa kuyaxoxiswana kugcine konke kuhambe kuhle. Bakwenza njani lokho?
Awusobala ukuthi lawo baba lokungazwisisani lamanye amazwe entweni zokuthengiselana ama-prizes lani lama-taxes. Kodwa ngokuhlalisana phansi bayakhuluma kulungiswa. So into yokukhulumisana lamanye amazwe ukuzama ukulungisa ukuthi kuncedise bonke abantu laba bakwamanye amazwe nalaba la. Ongathi kithi hayi lelimo kuthiwa hayi nxa ungafuna hamba.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala e-Indianapolis khonapha eMelika. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa sephuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku short wave 6175, laku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, laku short wave 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kHz. Ku live talks tholakala ku short wave ku 4930, 13860 lagu 15460 kHz. Kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama. Yebo ke kuhlandla lethu lezemculo namhlanje silothokozani izikhali yena walesixwayiso esibalulekileyo othi kahle driver. Umculo kaThokozani Zikhali othi kahle driver. Xwayisa abantu ke lapha ngesikhathi sekhefu lapho ukuthi betshayele kuhle singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Inhlanganiso elela amalungelo abathengi ithi ukusilela kwempupho kobulawayo kulakho kusabalala ngelizwe. Uhulumende engekela ukulungisisa umnotho ngokuphangisa. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika e-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ukukhupha esitokisini izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ezihlala khonale phambi kwelanga leKhisimusi. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha e-Washington DC.